Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for starting today with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Paula Lovell is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Paula is a good friend of ours, a long time, more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust. She's a small business owner, just like you and me. Her company is Lovell Communications out of the great city of Nashville in the great state of Tennessee. And Paula is a PR expert. That's one of the things that she's really, really smart at. And she's joined us over the years many times to talk to us about this. And she's our good friend, Paula Lovell. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Thank you, Paula.
PR is something that everybody knows what that means when they hear that those two letters, PR. Everybody knows what that means, but they don't really know. They know what it means, but they don't really know
what it means.
Exactly. What does it mean to my small business? Talk to us about that.
Oh, okay. You know, I'm so glad you asked that, because most people think PR is one of two things. They think it's publicity, which it is a little bit of, or they think it's what they call those PR stunts. You know,
hype. Campaigns.
Just kind of flashy.
Hype and manipulation, that kind of thing.
Yeah, flashy, or they think it's events, or, you know, and the thing, it can be all of those, but the truth is, if you look at it, you need to see it as public relations, relating to all of your publics, and that is what, and so it encompasses a lot, and there's a lot going on in the PR world right now.
And shouldn't you think about it in your business not as an event, but as an overall way of life, a strategy?
Absolutely, it should be. In fact, that's what I was going to say, that, you know, now what we all need to be doing, times are hard, you know, we're still struggling, I believe things are turning around, and it's just going to be a slow sea change and nothing dramatic. But right now, when we have time, and, you know, a lot of small business owners don't have a lot of money right now, but we have time, and it's time to re-examine your brand, your whole brand, you know, who are you? And the difference between who you say you are and what your customers say you are. And I have a small business PR tip for people who run businesses and want to examine their brand. And here it is. It's my tip of the day. Swap a secret shopper.
Say that again.
Swap a secret shopper. So go to a friend of yours who's another
small... Swap a secret shopper.
Right.
All right.
Go to a business owner or you know, someone who runs a small business, not like yours, someone who is a friend of yours but isn't known by the folks in your shop, and you say, look, I'm going to secret shop you, and you secret shop me, because, you know, these things cost thousands of dollars if you hire somebody to do it.
Right.
So you write your 10 things that you want to know about the experience in your shop or with your service or whatever, and they write the 10, and they just go in and secret shop it. And, of course, you end up not billing them for the services or whatever.
It's a barter kind of thing,
it's
isn't it?
A barter, and you get incredible intel.
Yeah.
You know exactly what you want to know, but you really can't find out the experience as the owner, and everybody's going to treat you. You know, I love people who say, oh, there's never a wait on my phone when I call. I just crack up at that.
All my people are really good on the phone. None of my people would ever not say thank you.
Oh, that's right. And so you need to get a stranger to go in there, but it's expensive. So don't pay for it. As you say, barter it out. And so I think we all need to examine our brand right now. We need to look at
it. Well, the reason why this is such a good idea is because, you know, I talk all the time about asking customers what they think, but nobody wants to do that.
Right.
Nobody wants to talk to – nobody wants to broach that kind of thing with a customer. Nobody wants to actually, you know, make a customer kind of get over in your weeds a little bit. So this is a peer –
Right.
This is a CEO peer of a small business.
Right.
And you're both going to give each other some tough love.
Oh, that's exactly right. You're going to tell it like it is.
Yeah, and you should say that to each other.
Oh.
Now, look, I promise you I'm going to be tough but fair, and I want you to be tough but fair to me. And whatever happens, I want you to tell me, good, bad, or ugly.
That's right. And, you know, you can do it with a couple of people. You know, every experience is not the same. There are always flukes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just do it. Take a couple of weeks and do it twice. It takes an hour or a couple hours of your day. And it is worth the time because it would cost you a fortune to get the same intel. And
right.
And you might get a little better tough love because a consultant has a hard time always giving you the tough love anyway.
Well, and the thing is that it'll help you both sides of the exercise.
Oh, sure.
Not only when you get information from the other person, as you're shopping them, you're going to be getting reactions from their those employees, and I promise you, you're going to say, ooh.
Yeah, you're
he doesn't know. He doesn't know this is happening. Do I know that this is happening?
Exactly. Or I hope they're not doing that in my shop.
Right. Right. The person that you're shopping is going to say, Jim, why are you breaking out into a cold sweat?
Yeah. You know, I have to tell you, we got a very big public relations assignment this year. And let me tell you how we got it. One of the board, I can't tell you the business, but there was a board of directors. And a board member went in to do some business with his company. And he, let me just say it was a bank. It makes it easier.
Yeah.
Goes in to do a transaction with the bank, and he does the transaction, and he says to the teller or the loan officer or whatever, he says, well, that was terrific. You know, you did a great job. He's complimenting the guy. He says, thank you so much. The guy looks up and says, no problem.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that is just not their culture.
Bucket of cold water.
I know. And so we got an entire culture training campaign.
No
going.
Kidding.
As a result of the board member going to the CEO and saying, this is not acceptable. This is not our brand. This is not who we are.
I wrote a whole article on this 6 months ago.
On no problem?
No problem is a big problem.
I wrote the same article. In fact, I didn't hire somebody once because after the interview, I said, well, thank you for coming in for the interview. And she said, no problem.
No problem. Oh, my goodness. I just cringe. I mean, a chill runs up my spine when people say that.
Me too. And at least, you know, I would say this. None of my employees say that.
Yeah.
When people come in and they say it, they all shut down. They just go, oh, they look at me. They don't know what I'm going to do. They don't know if I'm going to sound off.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness. I just spent $1,000 with you, and I say thank you first, and then you say no problem?
Right.
Holy Mary, you should be put in jail for that.
Exactly. I say no problem is what you say when you step
right.
on, you step on someone's foot and
that's
the person
right.
says, ouch, and you, ouch, and you say, I'm so sorry. And they say, well, it's no problem.
Yeah, that's right. That's
you didn't
right.
break my foot.
So why does this have to do with PR?
All right. Well, because you're building relationships and you're learning about, and when we come out of the break, I'll tell you about some things you learn.
I like the way you're incorporating this into PR, folks. You
yeah.
hadn't thought about this before, had you?
Oh.
But it's true, and it's a classic way for small businesses to develop their PR strategy. Right back with Paula Lovell after these messages. I told you we'd get smarter when Paula joined us. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blassingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And that's our website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, check out my blog, too, while you're there. And all the other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Paula Lovell has deposited with us over the years, over the last 10-plus years as a member of our Brain Trust. Lots and lots of stuff there that will help you be more successful in your small business. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Paula Lovell is the president and the founder of Lovell Communications out of Nashville, Tennessee. Paula, tell us how we can find you.
You can find me at my website, which is www.lovell.com. And we also have a blog there that's kind of fun and very, you know, speaks to marketing, public relations, social media, those kinds of things.
Lots of good stuff. Lovell with two L's on the end, .com. Check that out. Paula, you were telling us about...
Why that's PR.
Why is being a secret shopper, why is that PR? And
well,
and I mean, I'm glad you're doing that because what you're doing is you're hitting small business owners where they really live. We don't live with the big events like a major corporation does. We're a little more prosaic in our PR. And I agree with you. I like this idea.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just back to the original thing you opened the show with. You know, what is public relations? It's relating to your publics. And this gives you an opportunity to analyze your brand from every vantage point. You've been analyzing your brand from the inside out. You get out there and you look from the customer's view. This is the customer's perspective. And you'll find out things like, how do they dress? Okay, obviously you can see how they dress. But, you know, if they put a coat on when you're around, but when you leave the office, they take it off and, you know.
How quickly do they respond to people?
That's right. And cleanliness. Just, you know, when you look around your office, you forget how, we all forget, okay, look at those stacks of paper, look at the, you can miss everything from grubby handprints on the door, yuck.
Yeah.
To the paint on the wall, and you learn really how people answer the phone. Because, you know, they don't answer, they don't talk to the boss the same way they talk to all the other customers. It's just human nature.
If somebody doesn't compliment you on the service that some of your employees did for them at least once a week, you need what Paul is talking about, for sure.
Right. And I've always had such great people at my front desk. I get so many compliments.
You do. You have great people.
Great people. And, you know, I know we have to go to automated systems. A lot of companies do, but I just have figured
I don't like them.
I don't like it, and I have figured out a way to
If you're a small business, you don't need to automate that part of your business.
I don't think so. I mean, you've got to have somebody who knows your business and can sell a little bit on the phone, and, you know, you make
Well, just, I mean, John Nesbitt's going to be on the show in the second half of this hour, Paula, and, you know, I quote him, hardly a day goes by that I don't quote his high touch.
Well, oh, that's right. He's fantastic.
The high touch, I mean, that's what people want. The more high tech we have, the more high touch we're going
to
want.
Exactly. And you have to have people who can read the customer. For instance, you know, you call the police and you say you want a cat. Well, we don't sell cats, but we got some darling little dogs. You know, and they're just so cute, they act just like cats.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you know, and here's the other thing. When you're a secret shopper, go into their bathroom. Go into the restroom. You know, you might have a restroom back in the bowels of your office, and you may not ever go into the public restroom.
Right.
So take a peek in the restroom. Look at the signage. Look at the materials they hang out. Oh, my gosh, how many restaurants do menus that are so grubby, you're afraid to touch them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's wonderful mom-and-pop fabulous food, and half of it's on the menu.
Well, there are a lot of things like that, and you know, you see them as you're sitting there. And of course, you and I notice these things. Maybe the average person doesn't, but you and I are very. We got an antenna that run up on these things. But I'll tell you, if the main thing that happens is you get so used to what you're doing, and you're so convinced that what you do and what your people are doing is so cool, that you don't realize what slipped over the last few months or years. You don't realize how things have changed, how people, the way people think about things, the way people want to be treated, the way they want to be served. I mean, all that's evolving, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. And, you know, just to segue a little bit from that, everybody's concerned, and we have to be. Everybody has to be plugged into all the social media. And that's another thing. You know, if you've got some time, you should be learning social media and figuring out what part of it works for your business. But let's not forget the telephone.
Right.
Call, you know, if you've got time, look at your old book of business and call every customer who's no longer a customer with you. Call your former customers.
How about go see them?
How about what?
How about face-to-face? Go see them.
Go see them. Hello.
You know, the face-to-face is the original social media, Paula.
Well, that's true. That is so true. But anyway, I think there's so many things we can do during this downtime. You can do the shopper, you use the telephone, call your old list, and then, you know, take some time. You know, you mentioned that you wrote an article on saying no problem.
Mm-hmm.
We all have points of value. We all have advice that's professional, either professional services advice or retail advice or a IT advice, and I think that there's a great opportunity to add some value to your customers that have stuck with you during these hard times by giving them a little something that doesn't cost you anything.
Mm-hmm.
Advice, whether it's through a newsletter that you can send out or a, which you can do for pennies.
And all that's like nothing. I mean, it's like, but you've got to get it down on, you got to get it down in front of you. You got to get it down in words, and you got to get it distributed. And the way to get it distributed is to ask people for their email address.
Well, that'll do it.
That's another part of the shopping assignment.
Well, that's right. You
to
need
me.
To get those email addresses. See if they're collecting those. And how do you do it?
I like the way you put a different spin on this PR thing, Paula. Thank you for doing that today.
All right.
It's good to talk to you today,
nice
as always.
To talk to you. Thank
Paula
you.
Lovell, ladies and gentlemen. Lovell with two L's on the end. .com is the website. She's the best. She'll be back. I will be too. Don't go away, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. When you're rocking out
of Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.